The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, September 24th. We'll tell you who just quit his job because of how the U.S. is handling a surge of Haitian migrants, what to know about a grocery store shooting in Tennessee, and what an update from the CDC on those COVID-19 booster shots means for you. Plus, a popular baby pillow recalled, a popular Netflix docuseries returns, and one kid's efforts to give back with a lemonade stand rewarded in more ways than one. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's still a lot of outrage over how the U.S. is handling a surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. And now the senior U.S. diplomat for Haiti has quit over it, just 2 months after he got the job. Ambassador Daniel Foote wrote a resignation letter this week saying, quote, "I will not be associated with United States' inhumane, counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian refugees." He also drew attention to the poverty, gang violence, and government corruption in Haiti. And he said the country just can't support thousands of returned Haitian migrants without more, quote, "human tragedy." The State Department spokesman responded to Foote's letter, saying it was unfortunate that Foote did not take advantage of the opportunity inside the government to raise concerns and chose to resign instead. And for now, the deportation flights continue. So far, more than 2,000 Haitians have been sent back to their home country. The Wall Street Journal cited sources who say American leaders think the flights are necessary to stop the cycle of migration. They think once the deported migrants land in Haiti, word of their arrival will spread and keep more people from trying to make the dangerous journey to the U.S. But thousands of the migrants are trying to avoid deportation, and they've returned to Mexico. Others are waiting it out. At last check, about 4,000 Haitian migrants were still gathered under a bridge in South Texas. That's down from almost 15,000 last weekend. Some Haitians are being allowed to stay in the United States, at least temporarily. Homeland Security officials say those are all people with what's described as vulnerabilities. A lot of the outrage here in the U.S. started when videos and photos came out showing horse-mounted Border Patrol agents charging at Haitian migrants, some whipping around ropes or horse reins. Well, the Homeland Security Department has now suspended the Horse Patrol unit, and the Biden administration is still investigating the agent's behavior. To be continued. Well, sadly, there was another mass shooting that happened this week. A shooter attacked people at a Tennessee grocery store. It happened inside a Kroger in the upscale suburb of Collierville, just about 30 miles east of Memphis. The gunman shot 13 people and then killed himself. One of the victims died. The other 12 had to be rushed to the hospital. Some of them were seriously hurt. Police say when they arrived, they found other customers hiding in freezers and locked offices. The chief described the scene as horrific, but said everyone did what they were supposed to do in that situation: run, hide, or fight. One local news outlet reports the gunman was a Kroger employee who was fired earlier that day. For now, Kroger is offering counseling to its employees, and the police investigation continues. One of the Taliban's founders says his group plans to bring harsh punishments back to Afghanistan. In an interview with the AP, he said militants will once again carry out executions and amputations. He called these violent tactics necessary. Remember, up until now, the Taliban has been pretty vague about their plans for governing. They've said they'll work, quote, "within the bounds of Islamic law." But Islamic law is interpreted very differently around the Muslim world. And historically, the Taliban have taken a deeply conservative, hardline approach. This time, they've promised to be a little more moderate. The leader told the AP one of the notable changes is, this time, televisions and cell phones will be allowed. Other Taliban leaders have also promised to respect women's rights, though reports say that hasn't actually been happening. In recent weeks, the Taliban have closed the government ministry dedicated to women's affairs. They've kept female students from returning to schools and universities. And women who work in most professions have been told to stay home until further notice. Also, videos show Taliban enforcers beating women on the streets in broad daylight. The U.S. and allies have been pressuring the Taliban to become more moderate by threatening economic sanctions, international isolation, and more. But Taliban leaders have just said, quote, "no one will tell us what our laws should be." Well, U.S. lawmakers investigating the January 6th Capitol riot have now subpoenaed top Trump administration officials. They want to legally force them to turn over records and sit for questioning under oath. The subpoenas were sent to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, the old White House Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former President Trump's longtime advisor Steve Bannon, and Kaj Patel, who was the Chief of Staff for the acting Defense Secretary at the time of the riot. The House committee looking into the Capitol invasion really wants details about what those men were doing or hearing on January 6th and the day before. Former President Trump has responded to this, saying he will fight the subpoenas, quote, for the good of our country. Either way, lawmakers on the committee have plenty to go through. The committee has already received thousands of pages of documents from federal agencies and social media companies. Those mostly have to do with the planning, organization, and funding of the Stop the Steal rally that Trump spoke at just before the riot broke out. Stay tuned. Starting today, millions more Americans can sign up for appointments to get their COVID-19 booster shots. The CDC director followed the FDA's lead and decided to endorse a third shot of the Pfizer vaccine for at-risk Americans. That means seniors, people who are in nursing homes, or people 50 and older with underlying medical conditions who got the Pfizer vaccine at least 6 months ago can get a booster now. So can adults of all ages who are considered high risk because of their jobs. For example, healthcare workers, teachers, or grocery store employees. If you got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine, experts say hold off on a booster for now. Regulators are still evaluating data from those companies, but they're probably going to decide whether to recommend extra doses for those soon. By the way, health officials say getting unvaccinated people their first shots is still the top priority. They say all three of the COVID-19 vaccines on the market in the U.S. are still highly protective against severe illness, even in their original doses. About 55% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated so far. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, KiwiCo. KiwiCo's mission is to help kids build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills, and have fun doing it. I love that each KiwiCo box, which is delivered monthly, comes with all the supplies needed for that month's project. No extra runs to the store or wondering what your child should play with next. And it gives me, as a parent, peace of mind knowing the crates are made with high-quality materials and have been designed by the experts, exposing my child at all of his different ages and stages to a new STEAM concept. STEAM means science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And as kids get older, projects are a great supplement to at-home and online learning, offering opportunities for hands-on exploration at home, from sailing the solar system to engineering a drip irrigation system and more. The crates allow kids to either play and learn independently with kid-friendly instructions, or you can complete projects with loved ones so you get that extra quality time with family and friends. KiwiCo is redefining learning, and there's something for every kid. Plus, you can get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KIWICO, KiwiCo.com, and then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY. The U.S. government is officially cracking down on greenhouse gases used in refrigerators, air conditioners, and building insulation. We told you about this rule when it was first proposed back in the spring. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is limiting hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. They're very good at trapping heat. In fact, the EPA says they're hundreds of thousands of times more powerful than carbon dioxide at warming the planet. And some of them can linger in the atmosphere for more than 250 years. They've been increasing in the last three decades, as more homes and businesses have come equipped with air conditioning and refrigeration. So starting next year, the EPA is going to lower HFC production and imports by 85% over the next 15 years. The agency says this could also save the economy more than $280 billion over the next three decades. Congress overwhelmingly approved this idea, and both environmental and business groups backed it too. More than 3 million baby pillows are being recalled right now. Three types of newborn loungers from the popular company called Boppy are part of this. It's because, sadly, eight infants died on them between 2015 and 2020. The Boppy company says infants were never supposed to sleep on these loungers, and the products include clear warnings against leaving a baby unsupervised on them. But safety regulators say that's not enough to stop the risk of infants suffocating, so these products have been pulled. Boppy has been selling the loungers since 2004 at major retailers like Walmart, Target, Pottery Barn Kids, and Amazon. We'll link to the specific loungers involved in this recall in our episode notes. And if you have one, regulators say you should stop using it and contact the company for a refund. There's starting to be fewer incidents involving unruly passengers on flights ever since the FAA beefed up the fines. But the FAA's administrator still says they're happening too often. In fact, the rate is still twice as high as last year. So now the FAA has asked airports to stop all to-go orders for alcoholic drinks. Almost three-quarters of the cases reported involved passengers who would not wear a mask, even though they are still required on flights. Several incidents also involve assaults on flight attendants and brawls between passengers. This year, the FAA started fining passengers without a warning first. Those fines against passengers have brought in more than $1 million since January. Scientists have made an exciting discovery that sheds new light on the history of North America. Researchers found fossilized human footprints that date back 23,000 years, way before humans were ever thought to exist here. They were found in New Mexico's White Sands National Park. Scientists say there's no question the footprints are human. And this is the first unmistakable clue ever found to indicate people were living in the Americas during the last ice age. The theory for decades has been that people first traveled to North America about 13,000 years ago across a land bridge from Asia. But these footprints are 10,000 years older than that. They look very similar to modern footprints, but the ancient feet appear to have been a little flatter compared to ours, probably from a lifetime of walking barefoot. The hit docuseries Tiger King is making a comeback. Netflix announced it has a season 2 coming out later this year. We don't really know much more than that, though, like which characters from season 1 might be in it. Last time, the show centered around Joe Exotic, who owned a roadside zoo and had a pretty intense feud with animal activist Carol Baskin. Well, now Exotic is in prison because he was convicted of trying to kill Baskin, so his participation is at least limited. And it seems unlikely that Baskin would sign on for another season, since she has slammed the show for being salacious and sensational. What we do know is Netflix is promising, quote, just as much mayhem and madness as season 1. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. I know you're busy and often on the go, and nobody has time or patience for uncomfortable shoes. And that's where Rothy's comes in. Rothy's shoes are not only comfortable, their fan-favorite styles are also sustainably made with materials like plastic water bottles. How cool is that? I love buying from Rothy's knowing this company cares for the planet. Rothy's are also fully machine washable and available in tons of shapes, styles, and colors, so you can always find the right one for you and the season. I have a variety of Rothy's, from cute fall flats to casual and comfy sneakers. Who What Wear says, quote, celebrities are far from immune from the draw of Rothy's wildly popular shoes. And Forbes calls Rothy's men's shoes a travel must-have. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is also doing something special right now. Yes, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A young boy has been raising tens of thousands of dollars for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, all because of a lemonade stand. 8-year-old Wyatt Dennis and his family recently wrote a check for more than $32,000. The proceeds came from Wyatt selling lemonade in Sturgis, South Dakota. Every year, Wyatt sets up shop during the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Wyatt planned to keep half of his earnings for his college fund and split the rest between his charitable donation and a dirt bike he's had his eye on. But thanks to social media, his lemonade stand went viral this year, and the customers rolled in like never before. Wyatt earned $62,000 during the rally, and one biker group was so inspired by his commitment, they bought the dirt bike for him. That meant more money for St. Jude. The family will be back to Sturgis next year, too. Wyatt's mom says she expects her son will set an even bigger goal in 2022 because he always dreams big. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. Then tune in Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening and have a great day.